بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. إن شاء الله in this session we'll be doing this kitab Anwar al-Salah, which as Hazrat has explained very beautifully, that when Hazrat started this itikaf program many many years ago, then Hazrat was looking for a kitab to be taught during this period. Allah Ta'ala inspired in the heart of Hazrat, and while looking into his library of all kitabs, the small kitab just came in the hand of Hazrat, which shows that it was definitely ilhami, that was the inspiration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this kitab which is called Anwarus Salah, that is all the nur, the spiritual light of namaz. So Hazrat picked up this kitab and started teaching it many many years ago, and this kitab was actually a bayan of Hazrat Mohana Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, who was a very great mujahid, especially when the ulama fought the British. In that time, Hazrat became shaheed also at that time. So Hazrat gave this bayan, and then it was written down. And then one of the khalifas of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he then compiled this kitab, and he put some extra footnotes, which has become very, very beneficial and very, very inspiring also. And if we listen attentively with the intention that we want to make our islah and we want to correct our salah, then we'll see once our salah become correct, our whole deen will become correct. Once our deen become correct, our whole dunya will become correct. When deen and dunya is correct, then akhirat we can imagine we are just sailing there. So Allah Ta'ala first of all give me the reality and proper understanding of this kitab. We will try in our very broken way, try and explain what we have learned from our Hazrat over the years, and try and put it forward to our brothers. First of all, it is only for myself, for my islah, and then inshallah whoever benefits, Allah Ta'ala accept. So this kitab also, Hazrat explained, very important, very necessary, that many of us, alhamdulillah, have been coming few years for itikaf, or we might have been listening to it many years also. This does not mean that now a person just shows unattentiveness, and he just listens, like in Urdu they say, sarsari torpor, just by the way you listen, just pass the time, that I have to pass the time till Zohar. No, Hazrat says it's very, very important that we will listen attentively, and the object and purpose is not to gain knowledge. Knowledge is on its place, it's not to increase our knowledge. The object and purpose is our islah. And how you get our islah? To have a connection with a sheikh, to get the fares, the fuyus, the special attention of the sheikh, and to make our islah. That is the object of and purpose. And what is the sign of that? That our ma'amul, our ma'lumat, those things that we know, becomes ma'amulat. It becomes our practice, our habit. Like namaz, etc. We know how to perform namaz. But myself, all of us, we should ponder and think, is my namaz correct? Am I checking whether my qiyam, my ruku, my sujood, all these things are in order? So all these things, so if a person sits with that intention and see, then all the time, every day, we can improve our namaz. And the more that our namaz becomes improved, the more our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be built. So like Hazrat says, that in our dunya matters, like for example, we have breakfast every day. Nobody says that now I have breakfast every day, now I'm no more going to have breakfast. Or in breakfast itself, a person has eggs every day, or he has his cereal. Now he doesn't tell his wife, now no more eggs, every day I'm only having eggs, no more. No, he keeps on having. He has his lunch, he has his rice every day, he keeps on having his rice. So exactly in deen also, a person doesn't say, now I perform Fajr namaz many years, now I'm not going to perform Fajr namaz now. I had enough of Fajr namaz. No, we have to continuously doing it, then the reality will come. Exactly the same, the more we listen to this kitab, and more important, with this intention, that we get the fuyuz, the special focus and attention, and that nur of taqwa, that kayfiyat of ihsan, that is the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is in the heart of our shaykh, like a burning flame, that how it can spark up our hearts also. Then we'll see the great benefit of this kitab, inshallah. So this was the kitab that was written, and very, very beneficial, and Hazrat has prescribed this period, which is extremely important. So, Hazrat, the introduction of this kitab, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem wa ala Ali wa ashabi ajma'in. سلوک و تصوف اور ذکر و شغل کے طریق کو اختیار کرنے کا مقصد اللہ تعالیٰ کی رضا کے لیے نسبت باطنی کا حصول ہے. That Hazrat starts very to the point that suluk is to tread the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who is walking on that path, he is called a salik. A person walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a person who is treading on the path of suluk. And tasawuf is the same thing. Tasawuf actually is from the word suf. Suf actually are those people that used to wear very simple woolen clothing. In other words, they don't have to really pay attention that their clothes must be very smart, up to date. They were not really inclined towards the outward things of this dunya. They were only inclined towards akhirat. So these people were called Sufis. That these people, that their aim and object was totally akhirat, and just is that then the cause that they were following, that is the cause of suluk, to follow, to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the subject has been known, tasawuf. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was the very same subject with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came himself. Allah ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and he came in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sat like a student, how we sit in itikaf position. And then he started asking few questions about Islam, about Iman. And then the main question he asked, Mal Ihsan, what is Ihsan? What is Ihsan, which in today's time we call Tasawuf, that is to gain this internal perfection that you start realizing Allah is with me all the time. But this is the fine end result. We first have to start from the start. We can't just jump on the top step and we don't start from the bottom step. So this is Tasawuf, and like Hazrat gives a beautiful example that why today they call it Tasawuf, whereas that time it was called Ihsan, etc. Today we see examples in the world also. Many countries, many places, they have a long road that you are traveling on. As you're traveling on that road, you see after a few kilometers, the same road, but the name has changed of that road. You carry on again, it's the same road, again in front the name has changed. So exactly, but the road is the same. So the same thing here, tasawuf, or according to the times, this is, the name has just changed, but it is the very same, same thing and the same subject. So exactly the same here, suluk and tasawuf, that is the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to reach this path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A person engages in zikr, that is he learns from those people who have sacrificed their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have got this connection with Allah ta'ala, he learns how to make the zikr of Allah and shaghal, that is spiritual exercises. They will teach us the spiritual exercises. When you opt this path, which is called the path of suluk, you choose this path, then the actual object and maqsad, that is Allah ta'ala ki raza, that you gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that we, like in today's time, it is even in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah mentions, it is called the path of bay'at, that is to pledge allegiance to a spiritual guide who will guide us and teach us how to make zikr, teach us all our spiritual exercises, but our object and purpose should be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our object and purpose shouldn't be anything else, that, for example, now I will learn how to give bayan also, then I will become a khalifa also, I'll have many murids also, then people will give me presents also, people will invite me to their places, etc. All those objects will not make us reach the happiness and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, those objects and all those objectives, outwardly it might look very rosy, but it will lead us to destruction. It will lead us to disgrace. So the object and purpose of treading this path, all of us, myself, we should renew our intentions all the time. That I have come here for my islah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll gain my islah with my contact of my sheikh. What my sheikh tells me to do, I should do it with full conviction that inshallah in that way will I reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the object and purpose that we find, we get the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you get this happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you will actually get, nisbat-e-batini ka usool hai. You will get something which is called nisbat-e-batini. An internal connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A real connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like Hazrat explained, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to give this example very beautifully, that a person in the Darul Uloom, you'll get Uloom. But there it's still like a kawab, that is kacha, that is raw. You just made that kawab.
And a raw kebab, nobody really wants to eat it. There isn't even that aroma of it. But when a person goes to the hanka, and the reality of that what he has learned comes in his life and it becomes part of him, now that is like a kebab that is fried. While it is frying already, you're getting the aroma. Your mouth is watering already. You want to eat that. So this is this nisbati batini. This internal connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or like Hazrat explained, one is outward connection. You are a great alim also. You have got lot of knowledge of deen also. And you're giving lot of big bayans. You can give bayan on sabr, etc. And you can speak half an hour, 1 hour, all the technical terms. But after that 1 hour, your bayan is over, now you don't even think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you're involved in sports, now you're involved in something else. So that is not nisbati batini. You don't have that internal connection. Internal connection, Hazrat gave another beautiful example. Hazrat says a person working, he was an employer for another person, and he received a letter in the post. When he got this letter, then he started crying. So the boss asked him, what's happened? What happened? Why you are so sad? So he said, our son has passed away. So the boss started giving him consolance that no worry, don't worry, make sabr. It happens like this. This is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after that, he told the boss, it's not my son, it's your son. So now immediately the boss, his whole tabiat has changed. He was giving the long bayan on sabr. Now he started crying that my son has passed away. So when you got this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then not just giving the bayan on sabr, the reality will be in us. So to gain this nisbati batini, this is the cause we have to follow. And then we will get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what you will get, jiska matlab Allah ta'ala se khususi ta'alluq. Then you will get a very special relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is called hubbi ta'alluq, a loving ta'alluq, a loving relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Allah ta'ala mentions, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the friend of all the believers. In other words, all believers have got ta'alluq and friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that is a general friendship. Like many times in your own masjid also, you see a person every day, you know him outwardly, you ask somebody, you know this person, say, he's our friend, he comes to our masjid. What's his name? I don't really know his name, I think they call him Babu Bhai, or they call him the whatever, but where he stays, I'm not sure his address or what. So that kind of friendship, there's just a normal general friendship. If you phone him also middle of the night, he has to ask, who are you? I don't know. But when a person has got close friendship with somebody, the moment middle of the night you have a problem, you just phone, you don't even say your name. Oh, Ahmad, you phoned this time. What's wrong? What you need? Or what is? So the special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala says, Ala inna awliya Allah. Listen attentively, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah removes all their grief. Allah removes all their worries. They have got a special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this nisbati batini that we have to get, the special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But remember, this is the final result. This is not the beginning. So a person shouldn't think that I just wanted nisbati batini. Yes, we should hope and to reach the sky. But to reach the sky, you have to start from the bottom. You have to climb the ladder up. And climbing the ladder, mashallah, this program started from 11 o'clock. All the causes that was done, Fazaili Amal, etc., that was read. Then the revision of our Tajweed, etc. This is all the beginning stages. And if we don't do this, we can't get the final stage. So a person shouldn't think that, oh, we just wait for this program to start. This is the main program. No, that is the more important. That is the foundation. Without the foundation, you can't put your building on. So very, very important. We should realize and we should understand that we have to start from the bottom. And starting from the bottom, that we have to see our aqaid comes in proper order. That our beliefs are in order. Especially today's time. So many different isms are just floating around all over in the airwaves. You just hear, you even go for Umrah, Hajj, you went to get Hidayat, but you came out with wrong ideas. Now you're not wearing topi, etc. And then it leads to your corruption of your beliefs, etc. So our beliefs have to come in order. Then our aspect of our ibadat, our namaz, our outward namaz, our outward roza, etc., fasting, our Zakat, these things we have to start putting in order. Our muamalat, our dealings with people. Not we say that I want to become, I want this nisbat and special ta'alluq at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I just sit in the masjid whole day. My family is sick, their needs, they have to fulfill their needs, that I don't worry. No, I want this high special ta'alluq with Allah. It doesn't work like that. You have to start from the bottom and put everything in proper perspective. Get all our muamalat, our ma'asharat, our social living, how to love with one another. All this old structure has to be built. When the structure is built, then see, then we will, as we progress and climb up the ladder, then we will get this khususi and special ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what will be the result of this? Jisse har hal Allah ta'ala ki yaad, aur uska hadir wa nadir hone ki wijdan ki wajah se, apni har harkat aur sukoon mein uska riza ka lihaz rakhna. In other words, now when a person has got the special connection and special loving ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then under all conditions, all the time, he is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with him all the time. And this is very easy and simple to understand. Who you love. You love your children. You left them at home. You in Umrah. But they just once phone call and how your heart is. You just listen to their talking. Or even you making tawaf, but you thinking of your children. You thinking of your family. Who you love, that is what you all the time. So when you get this love and Allahu Akbar, this is what you love outwardly. The creator of love, Allah Rabbul Izzat. When the creator of love comes in your heart, that is Allah Ta'ala. Now, all the time, you'll be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then forget in namaz, out of namaz, this condition, as Hazrat explained. Now, it's not just a half an hour bayan and you're giving long bayan of the love of Allah. And after that, you don't even think of Allah. You don't even talk of Allah. A woman is walking in the street, you're looking at her, and you're even saying, look how this woman are walking around, etc. No, all the time, this presence, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes, that is all the time, you know Allah ta'ala is with me. Allah ta'ala is present with me. And you'll feel this feeling in your heart. And when you get this feeling, what can you explain? But for this, we have to start from the bottom. Build this whole building of ours. And then see the cherry on the top is this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the sign of this love of Allah? Apni har harkat aur sukoon. Every action of yours. In other words, 24 hours of your daily life. What is your concern? Uski riza ka lihaz rakhna. All the time as me concern is Allah Ta'ala happy with me. What I am doing now is Allah Ta'ala happy with me. I am reading namaz, is Allah Ta'ala happy with me. This business deal I am doing, somebody has sent me goods and they haven't charged me. Now, if I keep this goods, will Allah be happy with me or not? No, immediately I must inform them that you didn't charge me for this item. I must return these items. And how I speak, Allah Ta'ala must be happy with me. How I walk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be happy with me. My family relationship. So all the time, this reality that the presence of Allah Ta'ala, Allah is with me all the time. Allah is watching me. So 24 hours of the day, a person is concerned and worried that, and the speaker comes, it becomes natural that whatever you do, now Allah Ta'ala is happy. And how you sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. Etiquette, etc. Now nobody will have to teach you. It will come on its own. Muhabbat, khud akhub, akhud, adabi muhabbat sikati. That love teaches you itself the etiquettes of love. People will teach you now how to, you'll learn on your own how to talk to your beloved correctly, etc. And what will this translate to? Yani puri zindagi ka har lamha shariat ke mutabik ho jana. And how should Allah Ta'ala, how must Allah Ta'ala be pleased? That your whole life, every moment must be according to the laws of Allah, which is called shariat. Not according to our understanding that I think I'm making my mother happy, but I'm doing such actions that she's getting upset. I am doing such things that she's feeling uncomfortable. No, we want the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. this is dependent according to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to know the laws of Allah, to bring Shariat in our life, that every moment of my life, that I should be following the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is taught by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is according to the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So extremely important that now a person learns the basic laws of Shariat, of every action of his life that he has to do. When you learn these laws and you follow it accordingly, then see, this is, further Hazrat explains here, kyunki shariati haqqa mizani rizai ilahi. Because what is the scale, what is the measuring stick, what is the measuring tape, what is the thermometer of the happiness of Allah? How will you know that Allah Ta'ala is happy with me? We don't just take it for granted, I am sitting in a masjid, Allah Ta'ala is happy with me. You're sitting in a masjid, but especially in today's time, many of us sitting in a masjid and we're busy with our cell phone, sending a haram SMS somewhere, or some people even worse, Allah save me and all of us, busy with porn in a masjid. So outwardly you look like you're sitting in a masjid, but Allah is totally unhappy with you. Allah is not, Allah's anger and wrath is upon you at that time. So the measuring stick to check all the time that whether Allah Ta'ala is happy with me or not, this is Shariat-e Haqqa, the true Shariat, the true laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to learn the true laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, here also in this aspect of namaz, one very important aspect that we learn here, why we learn this kitab and this reality, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, that perform namaz as you have seen me performing namaz. In other words, in today's time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not present. When we didn't see how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has performed namaz, but this came down the ladder. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They in turn taught the tabi'een and the tabi tabi'een. And till today, we get our pious servants, the ulama'i rabbaniyin, who have learned from their elders, which means practically learn how to perform salah. And this how Sharia will come into our lives. Practically, when we see the men of Allah, how they practice on Shariat, we're able to practice on Shariat. On our own, especially today's modern times with technology, just googling and finding any masala on Sharia, you'll make a big mess up. You won't know how to adopt that masala in your life. So as that's so, particularly the most important aspect, namaz, if we learn namaz, then we'll realize every aspect of deen. We have to learn it in this way. Then a person, so in this way, Shariat-e Haqqa, this will be the scale. So we have to check ourselves on the scale. That, am I reading my namaz correctly? Like our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat explained, Hazrat gives a beautiful example and says that a Sufi, his eyes shouldn't be only on the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. That I only want to reach Allah. I'm by the arsh of Allah. I'm floating by the arsh of Allah. And he doesn't even look down on the ground. That while walking, his trousers slipped down and it went below his ankles. And that is the curse of Allah. Allah's anger and curse is upon him that he's not checking. So what kind of Sufi? You're fooling yourself that you're by the arsh of Allah. You have to check every aspect of your life. You start your namaz, see if your saf is straight. And like when you get up, when you go into your next rakat also, then lightly look down and see are you back on the saf. So all these things we have to check, put it in the proper perspective and measure ourselves. Am I fulfilling the rights of my wife also? Am I fulfilling hukukul ibad? Then hukukullah will come in order. Then we will be checking, is my namaz in order? Is my fasting in order? Then a person will check my talking and whatever Allah Ta'ala has given me. Allah Ta'ala has given me extra wealth. How am I spending that wealth? Am I just wasting now because I got more wealth? Buy another flashy car when I still got a very good car. It's no need to change. Or just changing now, I had beautiful lawn. Now I think, no, I'm tired, let me put some paving. So where I'm spending my wealth, I'll be concerned. I'll be putting myself on this measuring tape and the scale that is Allah. Am I spending my money properly? Am I spending my time properly? Allah Ta'ala has given me some time now. Am I just passing it and just talking with friends and making jokes and just passing it? Or am I conscious? What it doesn't mean a person can't be jovial and laugh and talk with his family and his friends and be happy. No, but just unnecessary. Sometimes mocking people also. And I think, and in jokingly, But we are doing the wrong things. So all this we have to put ourselves on the proper scale and see my adab, my etiquettes, all these things. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq in understanding to realize that we keep this mizan, the scale of Sharia, the thermometer to measure and check our temperature in all these aspects of deen, that this is the only way we can gain the rizā of Allah, the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without treading on Sharia, we fooling ourselves, and that is why very, very important in today's time and age particularly, follow the ulama-i rabbaniyin. Those ulama that are all the time conscious of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will see and check their lives, and that is why we are so fortunate. Our mashayikh, they allow us to travel with them also. That while on safar also, they out of their home, you out of their home. It's not that you're not in your own comforts. Now how they adapt themselves, how they speak to people, how are their deen aspects also, what they give preference, etc. All these things we learn and we put ourselves on the scale, and this is the object and purpose for us to come here. That we realize that I must learn the laws of Sharia. And this is my measuring scale to realize whether Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with me or not. So the bottom and the final most important object is the rizā of ilāh, the rizā-i ilāhi, the happiness, the pleasure of Allah, which will in turn translate through the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to start from the bottom. Without this whole structure, a person will be fooling himself. So that is why we should be here on time. And don't think, oh, the first few, it's just a reading from Fazail-e Amal, as we will learn in front. How important are those aspects also. So, Mukhtasar, yeh ke nizbat ka matlab, dawami zikr aur dawami ta'at hai. So in short, in brief, in concise, what we have discussed here about our scale, measuring scale, which is Sharia. In other words, it means that continuously a person is in the remembrance of Allah. So zikr of Allah is not just making tasbih. It starts on the tongue, but it has to penetrate our whole body from head to toe. That means the laws of Allah. And what is actual zikr? The consciousness, whatever I'm doing, all the time, Allah Ta'ala must be happy with me. Allah Ta'ala must be pleased with me. And how will Allah Ta'ala be pleased? Dawami ta'at. All the time in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time that we are conscious that Allah Ta'ala must be happy with me. Like we explained, not that we're sitting here 40 days itikaf and we didn't even make proper arrangements for our family at home. We didn't, or we just put some burden on somebody else, and we think, no, I am in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We far from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to realize and understand what is the true remembrance of Allah, that continuously, and this will start with all these causes, that we will climb the ladder. As we climb the ladder, then we'll see then how enjoyable it is. Deen is extremely enjoyable. And Allahu Akbar. So a person monitors all the time. He's monitoring and he's checking himself. And this will bring about that now continuously he is conscious that I must be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to gain this? One easy way here. Tamam ta'at mein sabse muhtam bishan ta'at namaz. From all the aspects of ibadat, the most important and the most outstanding feature and the most outstanding ibadat is the ibadat of namaz. In other words, when we start correcting our namaz, our outward aspects of namaz, checking our taharat, making our wuzu properly, and our clothes, etc. All these things, our outward postures of namaz, all these things when we start putting into order, then Allahu Akbar, the soul, the ruh of namaz, when that comes, then it's a different enjoyment of life. But without the outside, without the container, then a person will be fooling himself. So, the most important aspect of all ibadat is salah. That is why Nabi Kareem SAW has mentioned also, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَوْهِ عَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. From the aspects of ibadat, the first question which Allah Ta'ala will be questioning us is with regard to our salah. So see how important the subject is, how important the period is, and how fortunate we have got such a wali in our time, our honorable illustrious Sheikh, who Allah Ta'ala inspired, and we see the importance of the subject. And as you learn it over and over, you'll see how it increases. The Allah, but the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a sickness. Jo jo dawa ki bimari barti gayi. This is such a sickness as you take the treatment that is the company of the friends of Allah and you practice more on it, you just see the sickness increases. And this is a sickness that we should be desiring that it should increase. The love of Allah as it increases, you have a different enjoyment of life. It's not that now you'll be just sitting in a masjid, you won't be doing business, you'll be doing all those things. But people will notice, this man has changed. Now he's conscious or how he talks also. The same person I know, now he's not even looking at his sister-in-law, he's not talking to other women, etc. So all these things we find, it will come when we work on our namaz. And what will be the effect when a person works on this most important aspect of ibadat, namaz, jiska asar tamam buraiyon se bachana, aur zindagi ke har shoba ko ibadat bana dena. The effect of correcting our namaz will be, it will save us from all types of evil. It will bring goodness in our life and it will remove all types of evil. Like many of us, certain evil habits have got and we want to remove it, but we find it's quite difficult. I want to control my eyes, then we'll find it won't be an effort. Make an effort on your namaz. And Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Namaz will do that work automatically. Without an effort now, namaz will remove all these evils from your life. Namaz will remove all this ribat, talking about people, passing remarks about people, passing and looking about everybody else. As we have mentioned, our scale, or to check ourselves, we have to check ourselves, don't look at others. We shouldn't be worried about the next person. We should be checking ourselves and put ourselves on the scale and seeing where I am and where I'm still very far away from where I should be. So namaz will, this effect of namaz will be such that inshallah it will remove all types of evil from our life. And every aspect, every department of deen and every aspect of our life will become ibadat. And that is our object and purpose of life. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So just correcting your namaz, Allah says, I have sent you here to make my ibadat. And what is ibadat? This consciousness of Allah. That 24 hours I must be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even you go to sleep, for how the sunnat way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now your sleeping is ibadat. How you going to relieve yourself in the toilet? The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now you in ibadah. So this consciousness will come when you make an effort in your namaz. And when you make this effort in your namaz, which is just a little effort, as it explains in front also, a very simple, little effort. Don't think it's difficult. Deen is very easy. When we make this little effort, then we'll see the fruits of it, and then we'll enjoy namaz. And then we'll enjoy our deen. And then we'll realize, Allahu Akbar, what a great gift that Radina Billahi Rabba. How we can't express our happiness that Allah, you are our Rabb. And then what a way of life you gave us. Wabil Islami Deena. You gave us a complete way of life, Islam. And you didn't just give it to us, lad. You gave us a practical demonstration. Wabi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya wa Rasulah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to demonstrate. And then it came down the ladder. Today we have our pious elders, our mashayikh, our sheikh, that they are following in their footsteps. Then a person will, just every aspect of his life will become ibadat. Jiski tafsil Quran wa hadith mein aaye, and the whole details of ibadat and our shariat comes in the Quran Sharif, the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sawsam. All these things are explained. So these, we shouldn't have a concocted idea that the sawuf and just sitting in the khanka is just to come make little zikr and enjoy the zikr and pass your time. No, this whole aspect of deen, what is the whole complete Quran Sharif, the complete hadith of Nabi Kareem Sawsam, which is the sunnah. And we should understand, as Hazrat explained, a hadith is not individual. Sunnah is separate and hadith is separate. Sunnah is the way Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam demonstrated to us. So we should follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sawsam, as explained in the Quran Sharif. And thus we can't understand it on our own. We need the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will teach it to us. We won't even have that knowledge like ulama. But when you follow in their footsteps, people will regard you as ulama. and see how this man is following Shariat. So this reality to come into our, to come into us, as Hazrat explained in the beginning also, that this nisbah, this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is called ilm-e nabuwat and one is called noor-e nabuwat. The knowledge of deen we will get. We will get even in the Darul Ulooms, we will get in the even on the computer you might get some aspects of knowledge of deen. But the reality of this noor, this power, this current to bring it into your life and to enjoy it, this you will get only from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This you can't get anywhere, you can't get on the internet, you can't get anywhere. As Allahu Akbar, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se, deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. You won't get it from the books. Books you will get information. And even just bayanats, many times we just listen, many people, Hazrat says, we say, I got so many megawatts of my sheikh's bayan. I got 200 bayans, but how much are you listening? And even if you're listening, how much are you implementing? So this current to implement in your life, that is the real important aspect. And this is what is taught in Quran, in Hadith. Isliye roze mehshar mein sabse awwal namaz hi ka hisab hoga. And to get this, very simple, make an effort, concerted effort on our namaz, and we'll see namaz is the most important aspect that will be questioned first on the day of Qiyamah. And then further, as we have explained, that the structure of namaz, that is the initial stages, the first few aspects that are dealt with in this period, namaz ke fazail or ahamiyat, ulama or mashayikh, hamesha se tahreer farmate chale aaye. That's why we find the virtues of namaz, the importance of namaz, the ulama-i rabbaniyin, those ulama that are connected to Allah, and the mashayikh, the spiritual guides, all the time they have been writing about this. They've been explaining their friends about this, that is their muridin. Why? Because of the importance of namaz. What an important pillar it is in our deen that will correct our entire deen. Our whole deen will become correct, our dunya will become correct. Today we're putting the cart before the horse, that many people say, Mawlana, I'll start my namaz, but you know, my shop, if I just get my shop running properly, then I'll start my namaz. If I just get my children in order, I'll start my namaz. It doesn't work like that. You can't put the cart before the horse. Allah Ta'ala's system is, you start with namaz. That is why the first command in the morning, come for Fajr Salah. First come here to the masjid, then Allah Ta'ala opens your way, and Allah Ta'ala will make your, now your kasbi halal, now to go and earn your living, that's your next faraiz after that. First put the horse in front, then your cart will start moving properly. So this importance of namaz, the virtues, when we learn about the virtues, etc., then we will be encouraged, no, I must put my namaz straight, and see how easy my whole life will become. So that is why all this is written, aur usme Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali ka bhi ek risala, fazaili namaz, bahut hi mubarak aur mausir hai. And the kitab that is read here, Fazail-e-Amal, which is one chapter, Fazail-e-Namaz of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, this kitab also has been written. It's extremely beneficial. It has great effect and it is very mubarak. So we shouldn't just listen, oh, we hear this kitab all the time. Jamaats also read it. As we have learned, Hazrat teaches us, it is ma'mul, ma'lumat, what you know. Now see if you're putting into practice. That we give a big bayan also. We're giving 6 points also, but is it part of my life? So this reality, and then we'll see the barakat, the real barakat, the blessings that will come in our lives, in our time, our speech, everything. Or namaz ki zahiri masail, kutubi fiqh mein daraj hai, and the general masail of namaz, the different masalas with regard to our taharat, our purity, etc., or how to make our wuzu, all these things are mentioned in the kitabs of fiqh, which is also done here also, mashallah. And here it is just done briefly. From here we should get this eagerness that when we go home, take out some time to sit with the ulama for 15 minutes every day, 20 minutes, and we'll see how our as our knowledge of deen increase and our enthusiasm, and we start bringing deen in our life, then we'll get real enjoyment of life. Then we'll see, when we won't be fooled, that there's enjoyment in the clubs, there's enjoyment in the resorts, there's no enjoyment that is filth and dirt. This is enjoyment, as we come to know about our deen. As Hazrat will mention in front, Hazrat gives a beautiful example. That, or namaz ke zahiri masail, kutubi fiqh mein daraj hai, aur mukhtasar taur par urdu mein risala ta'limul islam, aur behesti zewar mein tamam zaruri masail ka bayan. So, and these masail has been mentioned in the simple kitabs also. One is Ta'limul Islam, who is the author, Mufti Kifayatullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, has authored very simple kitab. And one is Behesti Zewar, also, which is taught here also, few basic masail. But as we have learned, this is the outward container. If we don't have a container, how are we going to get the reality of it? How are we going to get this ruh, the soul of namaz? The soul is, like I'm talking here, the moment my soul is gone out, then I'm useless, I can't talk anything. So soul is very, very important. But for the soul to exist, it needs a body. That is why Hazrat explained so beautifully that first Allah Ta'ala has created the body. 4 months and 10 days in the womb of the mother, first the whole body was created. That whole body was formed. Then after that the soul was put. So we have to get this container, we have to get this first, the structure first. That is, learn about the virtues of namaz, learn the different aspects, the masail of namaz, and bring this outward structure into us. Then as we learn the reality, then do our zikr, etc. Then when the soul, when the reality of namaz comes into our life, then the enjoyment of namaz. Now when a person says Allahu Akbar, it's just like a switch, Allahu Akbar. You put on a switch and you see the fans come on. Now when you say your Allahu Akbar, you immediately your concentration will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why many people they falter in this regard, and they said that to gain concentration in namaz, that you read long namazes. No, if you can't concentrate in a short namaz, where are you going to read long namazes? You have to do a course in the zikr of Allah. That is, learn to now direct your mind, direct your focus one way. Because our focus is all over. Now we're thinking of sports, now we're thinking of the business, now we're thinking of the wife, now we're thinking of this work I had to do. So our focus is all just in all different directions. As Hazrat explained, I mean, many mashayikh, when you come for your islah, they see you are focused all over. So they first try and build your love in one thing, even outward thing of a dunya. That if you love your car, now they focus you. They build your love on that car, then they transfer it now to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to do a course in the zikr of Allah. So as in the beginning, read even short rakats. But do your zikr, the cause in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And first build us, have this container. If you don't have the container, in what you're going to fill the reality, what you're going to put the ruh in. So it comes side by side. That's why we have to follow this course. When we follow this course, then we'll see, we'll get this ta'alluq ma'allah, this nisbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lekin Quran wa sunnat mein uski bhi wadaat hai ke namaz ke tamam fazail aur zindagi par uska asar haqeeqi namaz yani ba rooh aur khushu khuzu wali namaz se hasil hota hai. But it has been mentioned in the Quran, in the hadith also, that the what will affect our lives and what will bring a great change in us is the true reality of namaz. Not just now, you work on the outward structure, you performing namaz also, but you don't have the life, you don't have the ruh in namaz. So both is important. But first, work on the structure and then bring this life, this ruh in our namaz. And this ruh is, yani, ba ruh, khushu or khudu wali namaz se hasil hota hai. A namaz that is what total life, that is a namaz that has got its soul inside, that is a namaz what humility, what concentration, devotion, humbleness. That is when a person says Allahu Akbar, now you know I'm standing in front of Allah. Your thoughts are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No movements, etc. All these things, inshallah, as we will learn in front. Jisme ihsan ki kayfiyat. And what will this lead us to what we started in the beginning of the tasawwuf, which was taught by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in the term of ihsan. That is, and what is ihsan? In simple terms it was put, that this condition will come in you, antabudallah ka'annaka tara, that you are worshipping Allah as though you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you can't imagine as though you are seeing Allah, then definitely know Allah ta'ala is watching you. As Hazrat gives a beautiful example, that if a person, he knows his boss is gone on 2 weeks holiday, immediately you see now in his work, just laxity. The boss is not around now. So now he is lax, he is not this thing. But when a person knows his boss is watching him, his ustad is watching him, his sheikh is watching him, then see the difference in that condition of his. So when we have this consciousness, Allah Ta'ala is watching me all the time, Allah Ta'ala is with me all the time, then automatically we'll see the difference in our namaz. So to build us, this whole program is Hazrat has determine this program for us. So we should take this program very serious and we should listen attentively. Otherwise, as further it is mentioned, a person who doesn't take interest in this, I'm performing my namaz, and that is another condition. Or ghaflat wali namaz ke liye, Quran wa hadith mein sakht wa'id aaye. And a namaz of unmindfulness. I'm just performing namaz. Many people are happy. I am a 5-time namazi also. But no concentration in namaz. Unmindful. In namaz, you're still thinking of sports. You're still thinking of your car. Still thinking of other things. For such a namaz, stern warnings have been come in the hadith. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Curse and destruction. There's a pit in Jahannam that will be thrown in for such people who just perform namaz of unmindfulness. So we should realize and take stock of ourselves, myself first, all of us, that how many years am I performing namaz? Do I have concentration? Do I have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And once you build this connection out of namaz, then see in namaz, automatically, you will just start Allahu Akbar, you will be putting on your switch. And like a person, he learns about how to use the computer, and then he realizes, oh, what this computer can do with me, what it can do for me. Otherwise, he is typing a book on an ordinary typewriter, and is becoming strenuous, but as he learns how to use the computer, and he sees what it can do for me. So exactly the same, when we learn this namaz, and we learn the reality, then we'll see what namaz will do for us, and what is the great benefit. And when we correct our namaz, our whole deen will become correct, which will bring our dunya into proper perspective, and then we'll get this great connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wah.